I can't comment. Blog
Talk Radio.
My brothers and sons,
love you, sister,
and grandsons and cousins and nephews, the night has been long. The wound has been deep. The pit has been dark, and the walls have been steep. Under a dead blue sky, on a distant beach, I was dragged by my braids just beyond your reach. Your hand.
Yeah. DJ Tony.
For all my ladies out there trucking towards they go. Let's go. She gon' take care of her biz. She trucking. She trucking. She a woman with a rig. She trucking. She trucking. She gon' take care of her kids. She trucking. Yeah. She a boss. She do it big. She trucking. She trucking. She trucking. She trucking. Truckin', truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', truckin', she truckin', truckin'.
Thank you for tuning in to the Women Empowerment Podcast. Today we have an amazing show. The topic of today is Be Inspired. Sorry about that intro. Actually, the wrong quote by Maya Angelou came up, but I definitely love it. I'm going to find it, upload it, and try to get it into the show as well. Our topic of discussion today is Be Inspired. We have some aspiring women that's on, phenomenal women that is on and going to be speaking with y'all. We have Miss D. Sover from Truckin' Divas Rock. We have Miss Alethea Jackson from the Empowering School, and we're going to bring on Miss Tanisha R. Atkins from the Confident Woman brand and the Morning Coffee podcast. So she's on the air right now. She's going to be coming on a little bit later, but we are so excited to have you all on. As we do, I want to bring you on, and I want you to introduce yourself. I'm going to start out with Miss D. We're going to bring her on and ask her, let her tell you about herself. She is our truck driver. The other two ladies, they do not drive semi-trucks, but they are motivational speakers. They have brands, and we definitely want to, you know, welcome them to the show. So welcome, Miss D.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
So glad to be here. First, let me say, Sheree, I just want to say before we even get started how much I love what you're doing here. This is just, it's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's people like you who inspire me that started this, paved the way, and getting people's stories, you know, writing and blogging. I want to definitely get into that throughout the show. But it's people like you that open up this door, and now here I am, you know, trying to use my voice to inspire others as well. So thank you for everything you do for us in this industry. So if you could explain to everyone who may not know who Miss D. Sover is, please tell them how long you've been driving and tell them about your brand as well.
Okay, so I've been driving for almost 29 years in March of 2020 will be 29 years. I've been loving this industry the entire time. The reason I started the page Trucking Divas Rock is because when I first came into the industry, I did not have support. And so I felt like it would be a way to boost everyone's ability to get connected and to understand that just like this woman had an issue in trucking, this other one had another issue in trucking, and to just be able to share those stories with one another to give the new drivers, you know, hope that they can overcome every obstacle if they would just look at this woman, look what she came through. So that page was Trucking Divas Rock. It started as a YouTube channel, and it was just me, you know, sharing with people my everyday driving down the highway while I was a local driver in California. So from that YouTube channel. I started the Facebook page about 4 or 5 years ago, and all of a sudden, tons of women just started messaging me and wanting to know either how they could come into the industry or they were having this or that issue at their job. And, I mean, the stories were just nonstop. And so for the last 5 years, I've been really focused on how to mentor as many as I could. Not necessarily mentor, but just, you know, sometimes we just need another woman's perspective. You know, you're new to this thing, or even if you've been in this thing, you have this certain issue. It's either going to be with your boss, dealing with customers, or maybe you're trying to let go of old habits and you're trying not to bring them into this industry. These are the conversations that I've had behind Facebook walls, behind YouTube walls, behind, you know, Instagram. And really, it's very satisfying for me, because as much as they think I'm coming to help them, I'm learning from them as well. So you're never too experienced out here to learn from the next person. But
you're
I love
right.
every bit of it.
I got a question. I think, first of all, congratulations, because 29 years is amazing. Like, you're going
Thank
into
you.
30 years in this industry, and I know you have faced so many challenges. How you have seen the industry change so many times. And I want to just ask you, what keeps you going? What is it that the day that you say, you know, I know I felt with just 6 years, going into 6 years of driving, I felt where I just feel like sometimes, you know what, I don't want to do this. So what has motivated you? What do you go to keep you going, to make you get up and keep on going to be able to get to that 30 years?
Well, first of all, I completely trust my fate in God's hands. Man, if I could just tell you all the things I've gone through since being in this industry, it was God that pulled me out every time. But the other thing is, I had a very strong why, you know, coming into this industry. I was a woman who was married with 4 children. At the time, you know, that husband decided that drugs was more important than his family. And so I was in truck driving school, but I knew I was not going to complete what our initial mission was, which was to team drive and, you know, give our children a better life. I knew I had to go on and do that thing. And so my kids were really the driving force behind my ability to stick and stay, because prior to this, my ex-husband, he was a truck driver, but I was on welfare, public assistance, for those of you who don't know. And it was really a hard way to live, and the reason that I was on it was because I could not depend on him to take care of our family. Like I said, drugs were more important. Cocaine was the drug of choice in his life. And so I had to have a way, because I was this young woman. I didn't know, I didn't have any skills. You know, I was going to school to become an RN initially during this time. So by being on welfare, it opened up doors for grant money, you know, to pay for me to go to school and still maintain some type of life for my children. But the moment that he got so out of control in his life, I had to start planning for us and not for us and him. And so they were the driving force that really, you know, helped me to stick and stay. I had 4 daughters. I grew up with brothers. I didn't have any sisters. So literally, we were like, if you want to call it mother, sister, daughters, that's what they were to me. You know, we were like sisters because I was so young. I was a teenage mother when I had them. But we ended up growing up together, and it was a very rough transition. But they were the leading force in my ability to stick and stay in this industry. I had to provide.
I understand that, and like I said, times are so different now, and I commend you for your hard work and dedication in this industry. 30 years is amazing. So we're going to get into a lot of more discussions and talk with Ms. D. Silver. I'm so honored to have her on, but I want to introduce our second guest. Her name is Alethea Jackson. She is an empowerment coach. And she has the name of her brand is Empowerment Schooling. I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell you about that. But I do want to say before she introduces herself that if you would like to call in, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. You can call in and say hello, give us some feedback, or ask any questions to any of our guests today. So welcome to the show, Alethea.
Hey, y'all. I am honored to be here, Sheree. Thank you so much for inviting me to the platform. And as stated before, I am so proud of you. I really am. I'm really, really proud of you. This is awesome what you're doing. So kudos to you.
Hey, I'm proud of y'all as well. Me and Alethea, we grew up together, so we've came a long way. So I'm just honored to have you on the show. So. Thank you.
Well, thank you. About me, I go by the title of Mrs. Empowerment Coach. And my business, I'm certified. Side of the business industry. And also give women in business, entrepreneurs, and startup individuals duplicable solutions for growth. What has happened, I've been working in like different industries since I was 15. And coming from a single parent home, my mom was a waitress. And a lot of times I would see her come home frustrated, and rather than leaving her work drama or mishaps at work, we would catch the brunt of it, my older brother, myself, and my little sister. And so when I actually got into the work industry, I was like, what is wrong with these people? Why is everybody so emotional? And it took for me to actually relocate here to Jacksonville. And over probably about the last 10, 12 years, I'm the person that's always there for everybody. Anybody can call me any time of day, any time of night. I'm there to help, offer any type of advice, research, resources for you, whatever the case may be. I've always been there. So one of my childhood best friends contacted me because she had moved out of state as well, and we were collabing on some things that the both of us were experiencing by leaving everything that we knew and everybody that we knew. And she is a life coach, but she focuses on the marriage side of things. So she was telling me that, you know, you always helping everybody, you always there, why not make it a profession? I didn't understand what she was saying at that time. So she was like, yeah, life coaches, this, that, and another. So I looked into it, and what's funny is I already was doing everything that what a life coach does. I just was doing it pro bono. So I got certified in it, created my brand, and in doing the training, I had to figure out a niche. Well, what was passionate to me was I want to help everybody understand themselves, because if you understand yourself, the makeup of you, a lot of things that come up in your life, you're able to handle them in a manner to where you win versus meeting so much adversity. So I was working for the school system thinking this industry is going to be totally different. And the lack of emotional maturity that was happening inside the facility, I was like, this is why our youth is out of control, because even the adults are not handling themselves from an emotional standpoint maturely. So at that point, the light bulb came on. That's going to be my niche. I focus on bringing awareness to the emotions. So when I started my research, I found out, y'all, it's only 8 emotions. We as people only have 8 emotions. And from there, I decided that I want to help women in business, because a lot of times we're hopping into business industries or wanting to be entrepreneurs, and you're fired up when you go in. You have all of these ideas and all of these thoughts, and everybody is like, oh, I'm going to be this and make this much money. But, yeah, it's a lot of emotional things that happen before the big money happens. And in order to get to the big money, if you're emotionally in control of yourself when situations arise, you're able to stay before the crowd and be respected and honorable to the people that you're hoping to be constant clients, consumers, whatever the case may be.
That's amazing. That's awesome. And it's definitely needed. You know, I definitely want to go into what are the 8 emotions with you. But let me introduce our next guest before I go back to that, because we need to know what those 8 emotions are so you can define what's going on in your life at that time. But we have our next guest, which is Tanisha Atkins. Thank you for coming on to the show. She is the founder of the Confident Woman brand and also the Morning Podcast, the Morning Coffee Podcast. Excuse me. Welcome to the show, Tanisha.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I definitely appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. We're so happy to have you, and thank you for coming on. If you could explain to everyone about your brand, what you do, who you are.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I am Tanisha R. Atkins, and I'm the president of the Confident Woman brand. And what my mission is with that is to help you to become a branded woman, brilliant, resilient, admirable, notable, and a dynamic, confident woman. My motto is, you know, when your name has weight behind it, you can get anything done, you can get anything accomplished. And so I just kind of started out on that mission to really just teach women who they are and who God called them to be, and to be confident and walk in that with boldness. So that's what I do with the Confident Woman Brand Group. I actually have like a coaching program that I do there, a mentoring program, and I also have Divas Incorporated, which is the business side of that. If you have a business and you kind of just, maybe you have the business but you don't have the confidence, or you have a business idea, it all kind of ties back to confidence for me. That's kind of the center of what I do. And then I have the Morning Coffee Podcast show, and that's my Christian-based podcast that I use to just kind of spread hope around, because I just feel like the world is kind of in a hopeless, not the whole world, but there's a lot of people that's feeling hopeless in the world. And so with that, I just aim to kind of just brighten up your day, help you to get your day started the right way by just sharing a scripture, giving a word of encouragement to start today the right way. So that's pretty much who I am and what I do.
Now let me ask you a question. What inspires you? Like, what made you want to empower other women? What keeps you going? Because you do a lot. So
I do. I know a lot of people are like, how do you do all that? It's just really about time management, because it seems like a lot, but I guess, you know, my motto is God put everything in me that I need to do it. And so he just teaches me, you know, how to structure it. I do things in different seasons. I don't always do them all at the same time. So right now I'm doing the Confident Woman brand, and then like Morning Coffee, I already kind of taped that or filmed it or whatever. So it's not like I just, you know, I don't want to put it out there like I'm just superwoman and can just do all that, because it does take balance and structure. But you asked me what inspires me to do what I do. I love people. You know, I love God, and I love to inspire people to, it's just a lot of people going through things. And sometimes you can look at somebody's life and like, if you could just make a little adjustment here, make a little adjustment there, like you can really get out of that hole, you know. And so that just inspires me to just know that I can really help somebody to see things from the other perspective, to see the bigger picture. Because a lot of times what we're going through is not as bad as we think it is. It's as bad as we make it. And so I just, you know, I don't know, I just love to see people to rise up and be who God called them to be. You know, he's put greatness in us, and there's just nothing in our lives that can come that we can't overcome. And so, but you have to have the right mindset for that. So I just get inspired by people. That's, to be honest, that's what inspires me.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because you are absolutely right, and that brings and this is why I named this show Be Inspired, because y'all are also inspiring to me. And this leads me into my next question. I'm going to go to Miss Alethea and ask her, what are the 8 emotions? Because just like she said, you have to have that right mindset. So what are those 8 emotions that you spoke of earlier?
You have sadness, joy, anticipation. It's funny you asked me that and you put me on the spot, and I know them all. Sadness, anticipation, joy, fear, disgust, trust. Oh, wow. Did I say fear already? Okay, wait, let me start from the top. Surprise, joy, anticipation, anger, trust, disgust, and sadness. That movie, that little kid movie, Inside Out, those are literally your only 8 emotions that you're having in your body, like in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so
that's it. That's just that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I was just saying,
and so
that's just eight.
So as a coach, what you do is you challenge their emotions and you help them sort. And I'm bringing all of y'all on the line and open up the phone line so we can have a complete conversation. I want to bring Miss D on and Miss Tanisha on as well, because I feel like all of y'all are empowerment coaches. Y'all challenge and push each other to be the best them, you know. And I want to know, so this is my next, I'm going to go to the next thing, to Ms. D. Silva. I have a question for you. Are you still with me?
I'm still here.
Okay. So, well, my next question to you is I have to ask a great question to Ms. D. If y'all are tuning in, Ms. D. Silva has let me go ahead and reintroduce you. Ms. D. has been driving for 29 years, and she has Truckin' Divas Rock. A very amazing woman, very empowering. Since I've been in this industry, she has inspired me and thousands of women to know that they can do it. You know, and I just want to ask you, what inspires you? What is it that you look forward to? So if you can tell us what inspires you.
What I look forward to, because of my own previous life before my current marriage, is inspiring a woman that she can be whole by herself. She can do anything that she sets her mind to. And she's stronger than she thinks she is. I think that we as women, we give so much. We do so much for everybody else, but we fail to realize that we've got to put some things inside of ourselves. We've got to dedicate time, you know, to investing in ourselves. You know, we don't think about that because we're a mom or we're single and we want to impress our parents or this guy that we're with or whatever the other thing is. We always put ourselves on the back burner. So going through the phases of the career as a truck driver that I've been in, it has been tough, especially in the beginning, because I came in the era where there were very few black women. There were very few women. And I had to, along with the women that I was meeting, find my voice, find my identity. And then at the same time, because I was going through a divorce, I was trying to identify myself as a woman. So sometimes when you're going through that, you make choices that you end up regretting. But once you grow through those choices, I feel like you have an obligation to help others to come along and become who they are supposed to be, the better version of themselves. See, who you are when you're 20 is going to be different than who you are when you're 30. And now that I
Amen.
Am now in my 50s, I can see a whole lot of things. You know, I live on social media. So I'm always watching. I'm always encouraging the women to be the best that they can be. And they're so many women now who are just making an impact. Sheree, you're one of them, who are just making an impact in this industry. But the other thing I didn't talk about when I introduced, you know, about my career is I am what's called an America's Road Team Captain. And so what that is it's a position. My company is a member of the American Trucking Association. Every 2 years, the American Trucking Association recruits 18 to 20 captains that go around the country and they talk about safety around big rigs. So from 2,000 nominees down to 34, down to the top 18, this year was the first year that four women actually made America's Road Team Captain. So literally we made history. And this experience has been priceless. It has been priceless in terms of me feeling, number one, that, you know, I have a voice, that I have done something noteworthy enough for people to pay attention in my career. It wasn't always like that, because when I first started in my 20s, I was trying to discover so many things, and I was trying to, you know, be a single mother. And then, you know, after I went through the divorce, and then I had relationships that I was involved in, and all of these things were kind of like clouding, you know, where I was trying to go. Then I worked for employers who didn't value women in this environment, in the trucking industry. So I had to define, you know, what that meant to represent being a woman trucker. And so it took me a few knocks on the head. You know, I fell a couple of times. I made some mistakes. But no matter what, my prize was always I have to be a strong representative for my daughters. I have four daughters. And I said had because during the course of my career, one of them was killed by a drunk driver. And whenever you want to talk about that, it's fine. Or if we don't talk about that, that is also fine. But it was a defining moment in my life. She was 17 years old. She had walked across the street from her high school, and she was with my youngest daughter. And unfortunately, this drunk driver, she pushed her sister out of the way, but the drunk driver hit her, and she died right in front of her school. And at that time in my life, I was heavily drinking, still driving a truck. I was smoking a little pot here and there and just doing everything that I'm not supposed to do. You know, I had gotten involved in this relationship. All these things were in my way. And it kept me from, you know, becoming the greater version of myself. So when I lost her, it absolutely changed my life. And so being on America's Road Team, I'm now in a position where I really understand the value of being a professional woman trucker. It's so huge, the position that us women are in right now. We don't even understand how huge it is for us to be examples. We're coming in. There's a flood of women who are coming in the trucking industry right after the Me Too movement. That right there is so freaking powerful. If we only knew what was inside us and the difference that we could make in this industry, you know. And so anyway, as an America's Road Team Captain, I'm meeting a lot of industry professionals. You know, I'm meeting a lot of people who care about this industry in ways that we're not even thinking about when we're doing our jobs every single day. And so it's making me get to the place where I'm evaluating, where am I at? You know, who do I want to be in 5 years? How much longer do I want to be in this industry? And what is the impact that I want to make to other women who are in this industry? So I take pride, you know, people will see it as being cocky or whatever. First of all, I take pride in the amount of time that I've been in this industry, but also in knowing that in this last, I think it's been six, it's almost 16 years since my daughter was killed. From that moment on, it was a turning point for me, and it allowed me to mentor women on a whole different level. But so now I'm looking 5 years from now, what do I want to see? What do I want to be able to pour into those women to help elevate them to the next level?
Right. It's amazing. I mean, you know, it takes things in your life to change your situation to make you a better person. So I commend you for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
As you said, listen, we have a legend on the phone, as you can tell. She has made history in this industry, been on the American Road team. I'm going to get a little deeper in that as well throughout our conversation. But that's an amazing thing. I mean, to be honest, you're a black woman surrounded by the opposite. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just, you know, to be able to, that's history right there in the making. I mean, it's never been done, you know, and so
right.
And I just have to say that because it's the truth. I mean, you know, y'all better recognize we got a legend. So listen, she's been in this industry for 30 years and she earned that. Her place there. So I commend you. And I definitely want to get to Miss Tanisha, and I want to talk about confidence because she is the Confident Woman brand. And I just wanted to bring you on because with Miss B, you have to have confidence to take a role. So if you could talk about what is confidence and getting how a person can boost their confidence, because you need that to be able to stand in those roles when those doors open.
Yes, ma'am. And let me just say this, like, I love what you ladies do. Sheree invited me into the group, and, you know, I'm not a truck driver, but I just admire y'all so much for being able to stand up in their industry, not only stand up in their industry, but to dominate. Like, it makes me feel good as a woman to look there and see y'all doing that. So, I'm just very honored to be a part of that organization. And, you know, when I pass by there, I always just say a prayer for all the drivers that are on the road, you know, because I'm so inspired. So I just wanted to kind of say that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, it's kudos to y'all. Like, I love it. I just love it. I love to be around powerful women. Like, don't tell a woman what she can't do. You know, I would say if you tell a woman what she can't do, she'll hand you the moon. So don't tell her what she can't do. So I love that. I just love that. But I like to define confidence. I know a lot of people, you know, when you first hear the word confidence, many people think about the exterior, you know, the way a person may walk in the room, and everything. Like, they may walk in the room and they may have on this, and they feel confident because of their outfit or because they took time to get their makeup and their hair right. And that's one part of confidence. But when I talk about confidence, I come from, like, the inside. Like, you can walk in the room and you may be a little nervous because it's your first time in the room. But when you walk in there, you know who you are. You know what you're born to do. You know that you have greatness in you. Now, you may not be, you can walk in a room full of doctors. You may not be a doctor, but maybe you're an author, and you're a great author. So it doesn't mean that you don't have value because you're not a doctor. It just means that's their lane, and this is my lane. And so that's where I come from when I talk about confidence, just knowing who you are, owning who you are, and walking in that confidently without feeling like I have to compare myself to this doctor. Why was she born with the brains and I'm just an author? That's the doctor, you're an author. And just being who you are and embracing that. So that's where I come from when I talk about confidence. And how you boost your confidence is just by connecting. First of all, getting to know yourself, because sometimes we're distracted by other things, other people. As Dee said, you know, we give so much into other people and always putting ourselves on the back burner. Well, you have to take time to get to know you. What do you like? You know, what don't you like? What inspires you? What makes you happy? And then making choices to support that. You know, so you boost your confidence that way. Every time you choose you, you boost your confidence. Every time you make a choice that makes you happy, you boost your confidence. But see, we get in the habit of want to please people so much. And I always think about, you know, back in the day, like a lot of them women would be in the kitchen cooking and just cooking, tired, feet hurting. Well, why couldn't that lady say, hey, my feet hurt right now, and I'm going to sit down. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take care of me right now because my feet hurt and I'm tired. I want women to know that that's okay for you to take a 5 minutes for yourself. That's okay to schedule self-care, to take care of you, make sure your health, your mind, everything about you is together. So that's why I say every time you choose you, you boost your confidence. So that's my spiel on it.
I love it. I love it. If you're just tuning in, we have Ms. Dee Sover, Ms. Tanisha R. Atkins, and Alethea Jackson on the line today. And we are live. This is a live show. You can call in. Our phone number is 914-205-5328. Thank you all again for coming on the show. We are like halfway through the show. It's been 30 minutes already. And so I definitely want to go. I'm going to go on to our next topic. And the next topic is going to be about empowerment. I want to ask Ms. Alethea, because she's an empowerment coach, what is empowerment, and how do you empower people?
To me,
are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Uh huh.
Can you hear me, Troy?
I can. Go ahead.
I'm here. Okay. For me, being an empowerment coach, it's an individual that is able to see the good, see the brighter side, see the opposite of what it is that you may be thinking, feeling, or experiencing. Taking your struggles, your pains, your mishaps, and giving you the opportunity to show you ways to flip that, to grow, to develop, to stay empowered, to stay motivated, and to be purposeful with your next step, your next thought, your next move.
Awesome. And what does empowerment mean? Would that be the same thing, or... You can go ahead.
When you say what is empowerment, you mean like what is it that I'm doing when I help people?
No, what is the definition? So just in case someone is like, well, what is empowerment? I'm just trying to break down the word empowerment.
Okay. All right, I'll Google it for you. According to the dictionary, the noun, it's authority or power given to someone to do something. The process of being stronger or more confident, especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights.
Exactly. So that's why I wanted to bring you all on, because y'all are empowering so many women just by today, by for them to hear your voice, you know, to say, hey, this is what I've been through. This is how you can get out of it. Get out of your situation. These are the tools that I use. I'm a confident. This is how you can be a confident woman. But you can walk in, you know, and I just want to give examples of different ways that y'all are empowering women. And thank you for reading that definition. I'm sorry I keep putting you on the spot.
Oh, that's
so,
okay.
But let me definitely bring on Ms. Dee and Tanisha, and I want to ask y'all a question. Like, what books do y'all read? Do y'all read any books or listen to any motivational speakers that where you can get your wisdom from and keep going?
Oh, my God, yes. This is Dee, and I'm just going to say it. I listen to all kinds of motivational speakers because like I said earlier, that my daughter was killed by a drunk driver. Well, I got involved with MED, and I spoke at high schools for 10 years. Before I decided that I was going to do that, I started watching a lot of motivational speakers right on YouTube. All you have to do is Google motivational speakers, and their names will just come up. And if you just watch, I wanted to be a person, because once I got on the stage in front of these teenagers who I knew that I was influencing, I wanted to have the ability to reach them with such force that it makes them think about the choices that they made out on the road when they started driving. And so I would just watch and watch and watch. I mean, if you'll go to my, I have a page called Be Inspired Coach, because I've kind of been a coach, but I'm not really. You understand what I'm saying? So if you'll go to that page, Be Inspired Coach, there are tons and tons of videos of people who are empowering you with the Word of God, empowering you that you can become anything, that you can do anything. It's just a thing that I love to do. When I am in my element, it's when I'm in front of people, whether I'm on a stage, face-to-face, over the phone. That is my element. I know that I am called to speak. So in order for me to be the best enough to give to other women and to empower them, since that's what we're talking about, is I study people who know how to do that. I read lots of books. It's been something that's a part of me for years and years and years. Like, I have a whole storage full of books, and all of them have to do with things that elevate you and encourage you, and learning how to speak life to yourself, because you've got to speak into yourself. You've got to pour into yourself before you can give to anybody else. And, you know, over the last, I want to say, 5 years of my 6 years over the road, I've had so many women that I needed to have conversations with. Either they were going to give me something in the conversation, or I was going to pour something into them. So before you can give to somebody else, you got to fill up your cup. It's time out for us having these little micro conversations that don't lead anywhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's time for us to recognize that we are here to stay, not only in the trucking industry, but in every industry. Women are not going anywhere. We've been in this workforce for a long time. So now, instead of petty conversations that don't give that other woman something that she can grab a hold of and take into the next level of her life, it's now time to have the kind of conversations that, you know, and put aside whatever differences or whatever challenges you may be facing, putting aside whatever it is that you're going through, and just let that woman talk to you. And once you find out the direction that you think she wants to go, being able to speak something into her life to help her make that transition is something that should be done. We're not doing it enough, and I'm so glad that you are having, you know, this podcast and everything that you've been doing, Sheree, because it is going to change so many lives. And I'm just going to encourage you, while we're talking about empowering, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are strong, and you are able, and you are capable, and God has prepared you for such a time as this to not only touch the lives of women in the trucking industry, but just women in general. So I am speaking a special blessing over you, Sheree, and I pray that God continues to use you in every area of your life to be an example and to be a blessing to other women out there, because that's what you are.
I thank you for that. I receive it, and I thank you for that. Yeah, she just blessed my life. 2020, we almost, you ready for 2020?
Girl, yes, let's go.
We're moving into this next year, and, you know, it's so many different, 2019 was a great year. And
right.
you know, like you spoke of, you know, starting the ATA in 2019, what do you see yourself moving forward going into this next year? But before you answer that question, I'm going to give you time to think. I do want to let you all know that we do have 15 minutes left on the show. And so we probably go over our 15-minute window because I got a couple more questions I want to ask each woman, each lady today on the Women Empowerment Podcast. But our call-in number is 914-205-5328. And if you have anything you would like to say, any positive feedback, if you like the show today, if you have any questions, I mean, we have, like I said, Ms. D got 29 years. So if you have any questions, hey, this is the person to ask your question to. If you're unmotivated right now, you need that push. We definitely have Tanisha and we have Alethea that's on that can give you that push and that fuel that you need as well to keep on going into this next year. But I wanted to ask you what is upcoming for you in 2020? What are you, you know, what goals are you looking towards that you would like to share with us?
Well, continuing on with what I'm doing through America's Road Team, that's a 2-year commitment. So I've gone through this entire year almost. It's coming to a close. And so I'm also going to be continuing that until the end of next year. So I'm literally not trying to do too many other things because I get a call to do this thing. It's a very short window where I'm getting on a plane and I'm going somewhere. And it's just been fantastic because I'm either at an event working a booth or even through my company. I've been blessed to be able to speak with some of the customers that my company deals with. Or for America's Grow Team, I've done a few speeches and presentations for them as well. So I'm kind of like honing in on my effectiveness in that area, because my next level for me, I mean, even though I'll still be driving until God tells me it's time for you to sit down, I want to focus on my ability to speak because I know the power of my voice. I understand what I'm capable of doing. I know who I can reach. I know who I can impact, and I know who my audience is. So I want to be able to use that for God's glory. That's my next level.
I love it, and we look forward to watching you go through your journey. And like I said, thank you for coming on. I'm not done. I do have a couple more questions for you. I want to let them know how they can follow you as well, but I want to get to Miss Tanisha, and I want to ask you, what books are you reading or what do you listen to keep you going, to keep you motivated?
That's a good question. I'm like, D, I listen to so much stuff because you just have to. To me, you have to do that to drown those thoughts of doubt out, because anytime you start, you know, getting out there to want to do something great, you make up your mind, you're going to do it, doubt is always going to come and ask you, are you sure? So I like to fill my mind and my heart with the right information. So one of the books that I'm actually reading right now is called Girl, Stop Apologizing. It's by Rachel Hollis, and it just talks about just giving you that permission to be. Like, we don't have to explain why we do what we do, how we do it to whomever. You just need to be who you were made to be. So that's one of the books that I'm reading. I read a lot of books by Mel Robbins. She has a lot of books. She's a life coach about how to take control of your life. You know, for those times you may feel like things are just falling apart and, you know, you just don't know where to start. You're just all over the place and whatever. So Mel Robbins is another good author. And then Joe Osteen. Like, I read a lot of his books, and then Joyce Meyer. Like, those are probably my top authors right there, just to kind of keep it, you know, keep that positivity going, because there's just so much negativity out here, and you definitely have to protect your heart and your mind from that negative toxic energy, because it will drag you down, and like, you'll never reach your goals, you'll never even go after your dreams if you let that energy get on you. So you do have to do the work, you know, you have to do work on yourself. It's not a hocus pocus thing. You have to put the work in, and you have to continue to maintain you know, you want to stay confident, it takes work. But that's kind of what I do.
That's awesome. I'm going to look up some of those books. I was sitting up here writing them down as you were saying the titles of the books. I did share one of your T-shirts. So I wanted to get into your branding, and so you can tell people how they can find your brand, what is your brand. And I love that, listen, when she tell y'all, I want her to tell y'all instead of myself, but I love how her brand makes a statement. And so, Tanisha, if you can explain to them the name of your clothing line and let them know how they can, if they're interested in purchasing. Like I said, I did share a T-shirt that will be in the rotation of their photos. But if you can share with us,
absolutely. I can do that. Now, let me say it like this, because I don't want to seem like, gosh, she do like all this. But when I first kind of started on this journey to, like, empowering women and everything, it started out as a T-shirt line. I just kind of was into the T-shirts with the sand. And so it started out that way. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Me? Oh,
no,
that's how you started.
Okay. Because I didn't know that, and that's the same way I started. So this is a great,
right.
It just blew my mind. Mm-hmm.
And
it's funny
just,
how
you know,
God will bring you to, we start out, I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's just funny
okay.
How we will have a vision and God will push us on through to be able to reach
right.
What he wants us to do. So I'm
right.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. That was good. I'm glad that you said that because I like to say it this way. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know. You know, I hear people talk about their word all the time. Well, your purpose will always drop clues. But the problem is we want to see the whole picture, and we don't pick up the puzzle pieces. Like the T-shirts was just a puzzle piece into the bigger picture. And so if I would have just kept going and said, well, I'm not doing T-shirts, you know what, I never want to sell T-shirts. But because I stopped and my attention said, no, you need to pick this up. So the name of my T-shirts, I called them at first Diva Tees, and it's not like diva, like, you know, because a lot of people are like, why do you call them diva tees? Because when a lot of people think of the word diva, they think of attitude. And so with these tees, they are like empowerment tees. So it's nothing wrong with having an attitude of self-worth. So I said, okay, I'm just going to call them diva tees. I wasn't planning on doing it. That's just the name. Came out of my mouth. I kind of meditated on it. Dynamic, invincible, valuable, and amazing. There's nothing wrong with a woman having that type of attitude. So they're called diva tees. And so that's my brand with that. And so from that, we grew into a whole, my business is actually Divas Incorporated. And then all of these things fall underneath the T-shirt, or Diva Tees Incorporated, and then the mentoring part of it is the Confident Woman brand. But it's all under the umbrella of Divas Incorporated, which is the actual name of my company. So that's just how I kind of, you know, again, for anybody that may be feeling like, hey, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, you may have a love for something. I never just really loved T-shirts, but I always loved helping women. So, again, the T-shirts were just a little puzzle piece. So I would just encourage anybody, pick up those pieces, you know, pick it up, and then let it lead you into your next piece so that you can, you know, find out what you're supposed to do in life.
Do you have them on a website or on a platform where people can go and view and order?
I do right now. I actually have a Facebook page with them. They're called Diva Tees, Inc. I have a website, and I'm going to have to post it, but because I did it through Big Cartel, but it's Big Cartel. Divas Inc. Oh, Lord, I can't even think of it. I should have wrote it down. Big Cartel.
Well, I'll definitely share it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's sad. And because I'm working on getting my website. When I tell you all of this, kind of when I went into the T-shirts, it's like the floodgate opened and then all of this came. So I'm working on getting like all the website and stuff so it can just be under one umbrella. So I do apologize. That's sad that I don't even know it right off the top of my head. But that's, I just come out of girls chatting, so I still got all that on my brain. But I can post it definitely. On the page, it's divatees.bigcartel.com. That's what it is right now. They can purchase them there. They are on Facebook under Diva Tees, Inc. They can find me at Tanisha R. Atkins or I'm at the Confident Woman brand, anywhere in there, the t-shirts all are posted under those.
And you know, it's a process. It's a process to build these things because I understand, like I said, I started out with just, you know, wanting to make a shirt so people could be proud to be a woman driver. And that turned into what you see now. So it's a process that we have to go through. And I always say it's like a duck that is floating across the water, but our feet are paddling so fast because we have a lot to do to be able to catch up with where God has taken us to. So I definitely understand, and I love it. I love your brand. I love your clothing line. And just let and I will be sharing in the group where people, if they are interested, because just the things that you're saying on your clothes, it's motivating enough where you can put it on, get up, and feel refreshed and ready to go.
Right.
So going into that, I want to talk about what are your plans for 2020? What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to definitely expanding my brand and really getting everything all lined out with the whole Confident Woman and Divas Incorporated. I'm just looking forward to taking it to another level and really being able to offer women different products, different merchandise that they can use to really enhance their confidence, to get to know who they are, and to really find yourself. Because when you really find yourself, like the real you, like not the you that people want you to be, but the you who you really are, like you will love that lady. You will love that woman. You will embrace her. You will just understand why you do things the way that you do. So that's really what I want to do. I just kind of want to create more products and more opportunities for women to be able to do that. So I look forward definitely to just pouring into women and continue to making sure that I'm pouring into myself, like Dee said, because that is very important. You cannot pour from an empty jar. So I look forward to that. I look forward to taking it to another level in 2020.
That's awesome. We're going to be ready for it. We definitely gonna
be ready for it. I love your brand too. I love what you're doing with She Trucking. Like you have made me set my game like all the way up because I love it. You got the merchandise, you got the truck decals. So I know you started off as t-shirts, and I'm just in agreement with that blessing that Dee spoke over your life because you're onto something right there. Like, you know, God called you to do this for a reason, to let women know, hey, you, it's okay. You drive trucks. You a bad chick. Like, I love what you do.
Thank you so much. I wanna explain to y'all about Miss Tanisha. I inboxed her one day. I said, sis, I need your help. And listen, y'all, she didn't know me from a can of paint. And I said, I need your help. I want to start this podcast. And so she gave me the confidence. And that's why I have to express this Confident Woman brand. And thank you so much. But it's because of mentors like you, Miss Dee, Alethea, that has molded me into what you see, you know, what I can put out. So she said, now, when you start your show, I want you to be on the first one. And it made me so nervous. And I remember Miss Dee when she said, if you start your group, she said, you better make sure it's positive. And I always think about different, you know, things that y'all say, and I apply it, and to make sure that I'm definitely, you know, so to make sure that y'all have something that y'all want to be a part of, and it's something that we all can, you know, continue to inspire the next generation. So I have to thank you all because y'all inspire me. Y'all are my mentors, and y'all motivate me. So thank you so much, like I said, for even coming on today. It's just such an honor and a blessing. I told her, I said, I got to get this together ASAP, honey, because Tanisha, your podcast is on what, Sundays and is it Wednesdays? What days do you have your podcast on, Sundays and Wednesdays?
I have, well, with the Girls Chat, because I do like a Girls Chat podcast inside of the Confident Woman brand. It's on Sundays at 6, but we just did our last one today for the year, and it was so amazing. We wrote, like, love letters to ourselves. I got my friends. I said, we're going to write love letters to ourselves because I feel like women don't do that enough. Like, it's okay to love on ourselves and to tell yourself you're amazing. So I threw them all in the hot seat. So they can check the replay of that out in the Confident Woman brand on Facebook in the group. But our morning coffee is on every morning at 6:30, and we do like a 5-minute morning fix where you get one scripture, one affirmation, one word of the day, one topic of the day, and then we pray. So that's like a 5-minute morning fix, quick 6:30 in the morning. So, yeah, so that's where you get, that's, you know, my two little podcasts. I'm not going to say little, my two amazing podcasts.
Absolutely, and we're going to tune in, and I'm going to continue to encourage our members to tune in. I did share the links in the description to Ms. D with the Truck and Divas Rock. I sent her website, the Morning Coffee podcast website, and the Empowerment Schooling website as well. So now I'm going to go to Ms. Alethea, and I want to talk to you and ask you a question. I just want you to give me a word of encouragement for people. I'm sorry, let me get your mic on. I'm so sorry. So I just want you to leave a word of encouragement to people. Because like you say, you do challenge people's emotions, and if they are right now in their feelings, which is an emotion, as I just learned from you, could you leave us some words of encouragement?
You said that they're in their feelings. All right. For those of us that are in our feelings.
No. What I'm saying is, if you can leave a word of encouragement to, you know, to give someone some, just a word of an encouragement, you know, to people who may be in their feelings, you know, encourage them to how to go into 2020 with their head up, walking in their purpose, you know. Just a word of encouragement.
I definitely can do that. I definitely can. What I would say going into 2020 is aspire to make a difference. No matter what it is that you're doing, no matter the scale that it's on, it may seem small to you, but to someone else in a lesser situation than yourself, that could be grand to them. Be bold in whatever it is that you are pursuing. The first step to doing anything is actually taking the first step. Just do it. It's not always going to be right. It's not always going to be, you know, the perfect way the very first time you do it. Move through your fear and let fear, if instead of letting fear hold you back, take it with you. If as long as you do it, go ahead, do it scared. It's okay to do things scared, because no matter what, you're going to learn and you're going to grow beyond the fear, beyond the situation. And no matter what you do, give thanks often. Give thanks often, good, bad, up or down. Open your mouth and simply give thanks, because you never know, just those simple words of thank you. Thank you that I'm able to even struggle, because there are some people who are in a, once again, a worse situation than you. So give thanks, because there's a lesson that is going to come out of you pressing forward and giving thanks, good or bad, right or wrong, up or down.
Amazing. I love it. See? Yeah, see, that's why I asked this question. So I want to go in. I want to, that's amazing. Thank you for that encouragement, because that was definitely needed. What can we look from you, from the Empowerment Schooling going into 2020? What are you looking forward to for 2020?
I am really, really excited, and it's the first time I'm ever, I mean, I'm saying it because I finally got all my green lights and all my areas lined up, and I'm inspired by Michael Jackson, because he said, teach the children and let them lead the way, in one of his songs. And with me bringing emotions, we as adults, we're kind of conditioned, we're kind of set in our ways. So when it comes to mastering yourself, mastering your thoughts, conditioning your emotions, and realigning your mind, I feel that our youth, they're having a lot of different things that we didn't have when we were children. Like, they have all these anxieties and stuff going on that in our time at their age, I wasn't facing those anxieties and those different type of things. So I want to let y'all know that I created a workbook that goes along with my book. And I'm not sure if y'all remember the DARE program, but I'm going into the school system, and I've been approved for right now middle school. The high school in the district that I'm in Florida, they have to go through and approve my book, a part of the curriculum, and then my workbook. And I'm going to be pushing into the schools to give our youth an understanding of themselves from an emotional standpoint, so that our future, because they're our direct connection to the future, to give them a guide to better understand themselves from an emotional standpoint.
That's amazing. I do remember DARE. I was in DARE myself, and so this is amazing work that you're doing. And I definitely want to commend you on inspiring our youth, because that is our future. So thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you for all that you do and leaving us with the word of encouragement. It is 9 o'clock, and actually it's 9:05, and as we wrap up our this week podcast, I'm going to give y'all one last time to call in. Our call-in number is 914-205-5328. And before I go to our last closing statements, I want to give a shout-out to the Truck and Hustle podcast. I forgot to mention them on our last show, but I did a show with the Truck and Hustle, Raheem from the Truck and Hustle podcast. It's on Spotify, Apple, all the different podcast channels. And so make sure you tune into that and listen. If you never heard of Truck and Hustle podcast, definitely follow them. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all through the podcast world. They have some amazing guests on. One of the ladies, Miss Yolanda Smith, who was just on their show on Tuesday, will be on our show next week, next Sunday. So definitely tune in. I know she's looking for 10,000 dump truck drivers. So definitely tune in and tune into our show. We're going to have another amazing show. But as we wrap up, I'm going back to Miss D. Hi, Miss D. You still with me?
I'm still here.
I want to end. I love to end our show in a positive way. I wanted to ask you to leave a word of encouragement to give people that feel to be able to keep going. If you could leave that, and then also at the end, if you can tell them how to find you as well, how to follow you. If they never heard of you, because we do have different listeners that are not even drivers. So in case they want to follow your page and look you up, where they can find you.
Okay, so I would just like to say another thing about us as women is we don't have conversations and we don't empower each other with our words. That needs to change. I think that every woman out there has so much to bring to the table. I mean, in terms of the words that we speak to one another, you know, we come from different backgrounds, okay? So if you're coming from a background that, you know, nobody in your family went to college or nobody in your family had a successful career, in your family, sometimes there are people that act like they're supporting you, but behind your back, they're saying this or they're saying that. We do that to each other as women, and that needs to change. Ladies, you have so much that you can pour into one another. I don't care if it's behind Facebook walls, on the phone, however you choose to do it. Say something encouraging to the next woman, because you're planting a seed that's going to grow, whether that seed is negative or if that seed is positive, every time you open your mouth. And we are so good at that. We're good at talking, but now we need to get good at empowering. I read a lot. I heard someone say earlier, which one of you, I don't remember, that said that you read Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen has a book called The Power of I Am. It's all about affirmations. I am strong. Start saying that to the next woman. I am beautiful. I am capable. I can do anything. You know, start speaking that into one another's lives, and we'll start seeing the fruits of our words start taking root. I'm seeing it in so many women that I've talked to in the last 5 years, literally growing up, and it is a beautiful thing to behold. You know, and while you're doing that, put aside your insecurities, because we all have them. I'm guilty, and so is the next person, but we can change this thing. The way that you can follow me, I'm on Facebook every single day. I have the page Trucking Divas Rock. You can follow my personal page at DSova. I'm also on Instagram at Trucking Divas Rock. I started a website, but I'm not so sure how I want that to go. But it's also Trucking Divas Rock with just a few little tips. But anytime you need a word of encouragement and you know me, or even if you don't and you've heard this podcast, please reach out to me. Message me. Do something. If I can help you, I will help you, because that is my goal. I was a woman struggling, trying to make it with 4 kids. I lost one. I learned some things about relationships. I was in my 30s making mistakes. In my 40s, I really, really grew up. And now in my 50s, I am a competent woman. I don't care who doesn't like it. I know who I am. And so I use that to encourage other people. And I would like to see some of you ladies in your 20s and 30s applying that same thing. You have something that you can give to someone else. And all it takes is you deciding that, hey, I'm going to be the one to sow that positive seed. So on that note, I'm going to say goodbye to you ladies. This has been a blessing. I just wanted to say also, your guest last week really blessed my soul. I mean, I was sharing that podcast as many places as I possibly could. It was so good. That's why I say this show right here, you're on to something. You're on to something.
Oh, yes,
so
ma'am.
Keep going. Keep going.
I definitely want to, you know, bring us all together, because y'all are amazing. Y'all are women who inspire me, as I keep saying. You know, that's why I named it Be Inspired. And you can definitely follow Miss D with D Inspired.
I forgot that. That's the other page. It's called D Inspired Coach D Sova. I'm not a licensed coach. I am an ordained minister. That's the other thing I didn't say. But so I use these inspiring messages, or I might post something positive that just drops a little seed. So that's the direction I'm going, and that's the direction I would like to see so many other women continue to do just that. You ladies today, bless my soul. I love it. I love it. I love what you're doing.
Thank you so much, and we love what you're doing as well, and what all you all are doing. This has been an amazing show, and I hope that, and thank you all for tuning in. It is about 9:12, so we are going to get off. I'm going to close with one more thing. I'm going to go around. I'm going to start with Miss Alethea, and then I'm going to go to Miss Tanisha, and then I'm going to end with Miss D. And I want you just to say a quote. I love to leave a quote. So what's your favorite quote that we can leave to inspire someone? Miss Alethea, you still with me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm here. Wow, I have a lot of quotes. You just got me again. For me, a big quote that I lean on a lot is faith and persistence are the same thing. As long as you stay faithful, your persistence will continue.
Excellent. And thank you for coming on the show today. Thank you for taking the time out to speak with us. And just know that we support you and reach out anytime that you need anything. We're here for you. So I'm going to go next to Miss Tanisha. And to Miss Tanisha, if you can leave us with the quote, please.
Yes, ma'am. I have. Now, this is actually a quote that I wrote. This is something that I just used for my life, just kind of going through a series of challenges before. And so I just came up with this quote that says, life might knock you down, but you don't have to stay there. All you have to do is get up. So that's my infamous quote. I'm going to make it famous. I'm going to make it famous one day. And that's my quote. I just feel like, you know, no matter what comes your way, you know, you just need to choose to get up, and you may feel like it's hard and you may think it's impossible, but you can always get up. You just have to make a choice. So life might knock you down, but you don't have to stay there. All you have to do is get up. So that's my quote.
Thank you so much. And like I said, thank you for coming on as well. Thank you for taking this time to speak with our audience. And we really appreciate you and support what you're doing. Anything that we can do to help push you, we will. You definitely have our support here at She Trucking. And so, Miss D, if you can leave us with a quote.
Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not evil, to give you a hope and a future." That's my quote.
I love it. And thank you all once again. Thank you for coming on. Thank you, Miss D. Thank you, Tanisha. And thank you, Alethea, for coming on the show and being inspiring. Thank you for all that you do. Y'all mean so much to me. And thank you all for tuning into our show today. This was another amazing show. Next week we'll have Miss Yolanda Smith on, and she'll be talking about what she has going on. That's going to be another amazing show. So tune in live every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before we go, I want to let you all know that we have a new Facebook page. So like our Facebook page, it's called the Women Empowerment Podcast on Facebook. And in that way, you can keep up with our shows and be able to catch the replays. But thank you all for tuning in. This is the Women Empowerment Podcast. I am Sheree Moore, your host, and we're going to sign off. So we'll talk to y'all next Sunday.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit, despite it all, black and white. Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll arise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes. Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go, rise.